spaceship. Watch me take off in a fucking spaceship. Yeah. That bitch is dangerous. Yeah. What's the question you wanna ask?
Oh, look.
My question.
Was that not good ASMR? I don't know how to do it.
Nah.
I didn't have enough crunch. I have enough crunch.
Yeah, there's no crunch to it.
Let me see if I got a. That
ain't it, fam.
That was bad.
That ain't it, dogs.
I tried. I actually tried.
You did. You tried your best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, you didn't succeed.
Let's see if this works.
It's okay. Oh, I heard that.
Was that any better?
I mean, it's alright.
Oh, goodness. Hold up. Where's the paper?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sick with the paper. Hold up. No? Okay, fine. Trash. I give up on this ASMR shit. Welcome back to the TM32 podcast. I'm your host, Andre.
And I'm Eric.
SMH. We're back. Episode 3. Let's see. Say less.
Mm-hmm. If you want to follow us on the social medias, you can do so on Twitter at TM32Show.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Twitter at TM32P.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at ERIK_NAIPAUL on Instagram.
And you can follow me at ANDRE_BLXNCHE. Sorry, my mouth is full.
It's chewing.
Yep, I am
while
chewing.
Talking.
Mm-hmm. It's that time of the night.
Almost two.
It's almost two, guys.
Man's got work at 11 in the mornings.
I gotta be up for like 8:45, bro.
It's alright. It's all good.
Anyways. Today is a special topic.
Special topic. We're gonna be all special. Nerdy with you guys today.
One rounded topic. Conspiracy theories.
Da-na-na. More specific. Bruh.
There you go.
More specifically,
I don't know what you're talking about. We got a whole heap of things, bro.
Oh, what is it all surrounding?
Oh, multiverses. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And parallel universes. I'm so sorry, nigga. I got some stuff that doesn't deal with multiverse stuff. So I'm like, oh,
let's tackle those first. Yeah.
Okay. The question I wanted to ask you first, before we get into everything, what made you like take an interest in the conspiracy theories? Because I have a story. I don't know if you have a story.
Conspiracy okay, so to be honest, I don't know what's real and what's not, right?
Oh, so
like J. Cole says, one thing about the one controlling the pen, they always seem to white out their sins.
What song's that, bro? Let them know.
Brackets by J. Cole.
Oh, okay.
On his KOD album, just saying.
Yeah, KOD was alright.
He spit some. Oh, okay, whatever. We're not going to that right now. But yeah, like. And then, like, obviously, you have the comic book superhero kind of stuff.
Say less.
Give you some kind of exposure to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my mind is at, like, where would these people get the idea of, like, a multiverse from or a parallel universe from?
Show us.
You know?
Okay. I see you. Yeah, for me. I want to say it started in the 7th grade.
7th grade? Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a whole story.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever heard of Bohemian Grove?
No. That's familiar, though.
Mm, okay. Hold up. Is that dog okay?
Back to the dog.
I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm recording, and it sounds like the dog's sneezing. And I'm like, nigga, are you okay? Anyways. Yes, back in grade 7. a video popped up, and like me, throwback to all these names: Caleb Welcome, Terrell Chung, Tyree McPherson, Sam Muhammad. All of us watched this Bohemian Grove video, and apparently, it's like basically it's like a restricted area, but they were doing some human sacrifices in the video.
So like Area 51.
Kinda, I guess, but like it was on some of human sacrifices. What? There was a human sacrifice in the video, and you could hear it screaming, and it's crazy.
How you get exposure to that in the 7th grade?
That explains how I am today. Anyways.
Whoa.
So, from then on, I was onto conspiracy theories. I believe the Illuminati was real since then. It was, and then we used to analyze music and talk, like, think about, like, oh, shoot. Tyga was talking about being nice to Satan in one of his songs. And we're like, what? Say less. Anyway, that's how I got started. And then I've kind of like faded in and faded out. Like I've had like some lows and some highs. Like I'll like take no interest. And then I feel like the last big interest I had, I took this Lyft to go see one of my friends late at night.
Okay.
And the man was just trying to have like, we're just talking about some conversations. Like he came to the university that I go to right now. So he was just talking about like all the frats that like he like hung out with back then, blah blah blah. And I don't remember how we got into conspiracy theories. So I started asking him, so like, oh, are you like big into them?
How long is this Lyft drive?
It was like an hour.
What? Yeah. I had to get a Lyft for an hour, fam.
It was like $30. It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But yeah. So he was just talking about all the conspiracy theories. Blew my mind. I was like, what are all these, what is real, what is fake, oh god. And then I realized he was an Alex Jones fan, and he thought like Sandy Hook was like fabricated, and I was like, oh, okay, you're one of those, man.
One of those ones.
But it still got me back into thinking about all the like things that we don't really know, or the things we'd like to think we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you are right,
because we don't know a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, you said you wanted to talk about the things that didn't necessarily pertain to the multiverse, but were conspiracy theory. All right.
Let's tackle them first.
We can tackle the one that's near and dear to both of our hearts.
Which is?
XXXTentacion not being dead.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
This guy predicted his own death. What song was it?
I can't remember, bro, but like...
Was it Jocelyn Flores?
Mm-hmm. What was it?
Yeah, if you play, like, something in reverse, like, the track in reverse, you can hear him talking about him getting shot the day he dies and how he gets shot. My guy's a time traveler.
Okay, wow, I didn't know about that, but sure.
I don't know if it's that song to be specific, but I've seen something like that. It's definitely, it has to be Jocelyn.
I feel like it's not like a whole Tupac type thing, or it was like, oh yeah, Tupac's not dead. I feel like this nigga's not dead, bro.
Oh, you don't think he's dead?
I mean X, I'm talking about X.
Oh, okay.
I don't think X
Wait, you don't think X is dead?
I don't think X is dead.
So where else is he gonna be?
I don't know, bro. Maybe he's just laying low still. Who knows?
Nah, fam. Because there was a video with him shot, dead on the ground, just like that. Mm-mm. No, you think that was someone else?
I don't know, bro.
You think the whole thing was staged?
I don't know. I don't feel like he's dead. Maybe I'm just not accepting it. Even though it's been like forever now,
but it's
just
been a hot minute.
I don't feel like he's dead, bro. I can't accept him dying. Like Mac Miller, I can expect, bro, or Nipsey.
Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in
really
peace.
Shot him up because
rest
he
in
was
peace,
woke.
Nipsey Hussle.
He was too woke.
Anyways, yo, onto that though. All these famous deaths.
Yeah. Yo.
I think that's connected.
they're all going back to Illuminati. They're going back with all the information they collected within their lifetime, giving that to the Illuminati.
Bro, how's Mac Miller just gonna just randomly OD on drugs?
Bro, anyone could just randomly OD on drugs.
Mac Miller?
Mac Miller, yeah, he was on that.
I mean, all of a sudden.
You know?
All these men just ODing on drugs. This is not the fucking 50s and 60s, man. We don't OD on drugs anymore.
Nah, who knows, man? It's hard to do it nowadays.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, shit, dog. Man's been doing some hard ass drugs. It's hard to OD, nigga.
What kind of drugs have you been doing, my guy?
Okay, not me. I don't speak from personal experience.
Okay.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Drugs are drugs. Shrooms are shrooms. Crystals are crystals. But don't be smoking that and then plotting against your back. Anyways.
Oh, I was gonna say. Wait. Never mind, you don't know that. I was like, whoa, that was really specific.
I know that story.
Oh. Sorry, Liv.
What? What are you talking about?
I didn't say your name. Anyways.
Anyways.
What I wanted to talk to you about. Okay. Crazy thing. Crazy thing. I can't remember what. It happened during high school. Okay, so for about a whole year, there was like this phenomena that happened to me.
Okay.
That when I would dream something,
mm-hmm.
or like tell a story, like if I like was telling, I don't know, some next man, they asked me, hey, what you do? What are you gonna do on like mm-hmm. Saturday? And I make up some excuse to be like, oh, I'm gonna go like see like my like. Uncle that I haven't seen in like forever.
Bruh.
That shit would happen.
Oh, you.
I would speak things into existence, Eric.
Oh, I thought, okay.
For an entire. I was like, bro, this is just a coincidence. But it kept happening way too often. And I was like, bro.
Yeah, this is kind of scary.
This is kind of scary. Because I would just say things. And then 2-3 days later, that shit would happen. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked.
For an entire year. I'm not kidding you. The next year comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I'm analyzing, I'm like, all right, what's going to happen this year? Is it going to be the same phenomena or what?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I said something, the opposite would happen.
So instead of you going to see your uncle, you saw your aunt?
I guess, like, I mean, but like, it was just some weird shit that would happen. Like, I would say, like, people would ask me, hey, what were you gonna get, or like, what were we gonna get for, what would I get on the test, for mm-hmm. example? I'd be like, all right, this would be the answer XYZ, blah 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 blah, mm-hmm. completely opposite. All my answers would be like night and day, and it'd be crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. True and false test? True and false test? Bro. Bro. I could never do one of those for an entire year. I'm not making this shit up, bro.
Bro, it's the djinns. It's the djinns. I'm telling you, it's the djinns.
I was like, what is going on? See, that first year messed me up. Whenever I would speak things into existence or just dream it, and then it would happen. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. And then that goes into the deja vu thing.
Oh, the deja vu thing. Which also ties into our multiverse theory.
The multiverse theory. Hit him with the multiverse. What's a multiverse, Eric?
So, like, basically, a multiverse is, like, kind of the same as a parallel universe, but not really the same as a parallel universe. Anyways, multi-universe is the theory that there are multiple universes like ours that exist at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
there's theories that there are twin universes that also play a part in the multiverse. Twin universes where me and Andre could be doing the same thing right now.
Yeah.
And in another universe, or sorry, doing what we're doing right now and in another universe, the same two people doing the exact same thing. This podcast right now, they're probably doing the same podcast right now.
Mm.
Or it could be like, I woke up at the same time and he woke up at the same time in the next universe, but we put on different clothes. You know?
Some crazy stuff.
Or, yeah. Like, what does it say? One decision I make right now could have... There could be, like, a whole entire universes,
mm-hmm.
where different results of that decision come to play. You dig?
I feel like that's, like, one of the most crucial parts of the multiverse. It's just the decisions that we make. And, like, the decisions we don't make. And that's what, like, can shape anything. Because, like, people, like, the most basic understanding is, like, hey, say, for example, you go to a pizzeria and the order, like, your options are, like, pepperoni or cheese. And people are like, oh, yeah, if you pick pepperoni, this is what happens. Oh,
yeah.
But what will happen if you pick cheese?
And the next universe.
There's more than that. There is more than that, if you really think about it. Because there's the entire option that you don't even pick anything. You just decide, I don't want pizza anymore. I want to get a burger.
Oh, shit.
And then there's a whole plethora of different options. It's not just like a two, like, oh, if I had picked pepperoni, this is what happened. Or if I had picked cheese, this is what happened. What if you had picked pepperoni and got sick and then decided, I'm going to get cheese? Or what if you got cheese and they gave you pepperoni instead? There's like so many differences. That's why there's an infinite amount of universes.
And, you know, some people think this applies to us because of the Mandela effect, which is like false memories. How Mandela, everyone seems to think Mandela died in the prison. He didn't die in the prison. He died a few years after he got released or something like that.
That's
right?
True.
And how Looney Tunes is spelled Looney then Tunes, like T-U-N-E-S. But I don't know which one's the correct one, but people think it was that version or Looney Tunes as in T-O-O-N-S. And then you have the Berenstain Bears kind of thing. And the only reason why we have those false memories is because that probably did happen. It probably was one thing at one point. But, you know, different timeline. It just switched.
Another
and then
thing,
that timeline created another universe.
Exactly.
You dig?
Another thing with these false memories, though, I heard this theory and it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know that whole, like, theory, your life flashes before your eyes when you're about to die?
Yeah.
Or when you're dying?
Bruh. Yeah.
The whole deja vu phenomenon that goes on in everyone's life is because we're all dying.
Well, shit.
We are all dying.
you didn't have to hit
moment.
Me with that one.
It's crazy because think about it. What if, like, there's, like, a worldwide phenomenon and, like, the world collapses? Like, how we talk about, like, the magnetic poles, like, flipping. What if something, like, even bigger than that happens and everyone, like, is about to die instantaneously?
So we're just...
We're all reliving our lives right now.
Nah, that should just give me chills down.
It's a crazy theory. It's a crazy theory.
Okay, but what do you say about the people that already died?
People that already died? Those people are already dead.
Okay, so what were they living in?
What do you mean?
Were they living in their flashbacks?
Nah, they're dead.
Okay.
See, like, you living deja vu and me living deja vu, we're just gonna think that we're, like, dying. Like, say, like, I outlive you, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you die, like, some, like, a peaceful death. Like, you die of old age, right?
Yeah.
And I die of old age. Like, I'm gonna die of old age. That's just my mind.
Yeah.
My mind can... Our minds will not handle the stress that the world collapsed. So that's what our mind focuses on. We died a nice death.
What kind of, oh my god.
Everyone else died like a crate, like everyone else might die like a, like, you know,
no,
some like wild death, you know, like some freak accidents, but like that, yeah, might have happened, that might not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to yourself, you're gonna die a nice peaceful death. That's just a theory.
Okay, that's the next theory. And tying in with the deja vu, you ever get those dreams where like you're living your life, whatever, wake up a few days later, that same instant in your dream happens, but you don't realize it at the moment. Mm-hmm. You just get like a little flash and like, shit, I recognize this from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's from your dreams. From what though? From you did? It must have happened. That must have happened. Like how I was thinking about the twin universe thing. Mm-hmm. That must have happened there. And that the conscience are connected. Or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it would happen a few days later for me. Mm-hmm. But it already happened for them. But him. Me. It.
Yes. That's true.
You did?
Or like with deja vu, when like you think, like when you're like, oh, this already happened. I've heard it that when you think it's already like, oh, this already happened, those are moments that you died.
Oh fuck.
And that the only reason you're like, not just like you died right there necessarily, yeah, in this world, it's like where you've died in like the multiverse.
Oh,
so you're like, this is familiar, and that's why you get that like chills, like, wait, I've been here before. Those are moments you've died.
Oh shit.
And those are moments like the your like physical form in the multiverse has died.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So your original form or something like that.
Well, who knows? Who, we don't even know if it's the original. It's just one of the multiverse copies. It's just one of the multiverse personas, so of like, you.
Basically, what we're talking about right. So me and you, we could be copies.
Or we could be the original.
But we don't know. But here's the thing about original. Here's the thing about original. I was watching some movie. It all starts on Earth 1, like the very first Earth, where nothing was ever decided. Nothing was ever done. It was just Earth and the universe itself.
That's true.
Nothing has ever been decided yet. Mm. Nothing has, no living creatures, no trees, no plants, no whatnot. No vehicles, no ice age, no dinosaurs, no god, whatever you want to say. It's just Earth 1. And then, you know, something happens on Earth 1. One little thing happens on Earth 1 that creates 2.
Mm.
And then 2 creates 3, 4, etc. etc.
That's crazy.
And oh, so back to like the dreaming thing. You know why we never experience death in a dream?
Right.
Because our brain doesn't know what death is.
Wait, you know, I never understood that.
Just think about it, right? All right. Every time I would die in my dream, I would wake up instantly because my brain doesn't know what life is like after dying, or doesn't know what it feels like to die, or what, etc.
See,
you know,
I used to have that. Like, I can remember, like, nightmares where, like, I was about to die, and then I just wake up.
Yeah.
But I've had dreams, like, recently where, like, I'm dying.
Yeah, but you're dying, but have you completely died?
Like, I've seen myself die.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just dead on the floor, and then I wake up.
Oh, you know? That could have maybe happened in an alternate...
Dude, that would be insane. No,
time, and because... that's why the only reason why you have a recollection of that is because that's already happened.
That, no, because like I was like there's this one dream I've had like a couple weeks back. I went to go use the washroom,
bruh,
and there was a next man that came in.
The washroom.
Yeah, I know. Man's died in the fucking washroom. Anyways,
what kind of dream?
So I go in, I'm using the washroom. This next man comes right beside me using the washroom. And I can sense that something's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And as I like turn to leave, man grabs me and he's choking me to death, Eric. I feel this man choking me to death. And like I'm seeing it in like two viewpoints. Him choking me and me like passing out and dying. And then as a bystander, like on like as an omniscient like presence. just watching it happen. And then as I'm trying to fight him and choke him back and like get it, I can't. Mm-hmm. And then that like viewpoint is gone, and then I'm just seeing my lifeless body on the floor.
Okay.
And I'm dead.
But think about that, right? You never, once you die, you never experience what happened after you died.
Fair enough. Did,
you know? Like, your body died, and then you go into the next person who's still alive.
But I was still just watching. Their perspective. I was dead, bro. I was just dead. Like, I never woke up. I still... I, like, went through the dream dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I wasn't myself watching things happen. I was just dead.
You just... My God, I was just dead.
Just chilling, dead on the floor.
Every time I've died in a dream is because I've gotten shot.
Oh. Nah.
And then I instantly wake up, feel that pain right on my chest.
Oh, jeez. Nah, I've died every so many times. Every
fucking time.
I've, like, died, like, falling off a cliff into sharks.
What?
I've, like, died, like... falling off like out of those McDonald play like playhouse thingies like
holy when you shit. Just hit the floor. This guy has some extreme
I've been eaten. I've been cut. Oh my goodness, I feel like I've died of fear one time. Yo, crazy dream. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. It was so real, bro. This probably, bro, if this multiverse thing's real, this probably happened. Rest in peace, McKenna.
Yeah,
rest in peace, McKenna, dude. Yo,
oh,
bro, this dream is literally vivid as like our conversation. But like, it's so uh-huh. real. I walk into my residence hall. There's a next man behind me, and I hold the door for him because that's how uh-huh. I am, right? Mm-hmm. And normally, there's someone gonna be at the front desk, and they like check our IDs. Mm-hmm. Since I'm like I live in the building and everyone at the front desk knows me, they're not gonna check my ID. No one was at the front desk at the time.
Oh.
So I was hoping someone would be there so they could check this man's ID. He's a black man in a hoodie wearing shorts, right?
Okay. Wow, typical.
I know.
Wow, even I know. Your dreams out here stereotyping.
Even my dream stereotyping is sad. But anyways. I go, like, the way you walk past the front desk and there's a stairs going up to the residence yeah. halls and a stairs going down to the laundry room and then mm-hmm. there's, like, the classroom that's open with the lounge area and then another lounge area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm heading down the stairs and, Eric, I can feel something wrong.
Okay.
I take the corner, right? I'm about mm-hmm. to take the corner. The man behind me pulls a gun out.
What?
I'm like, whoa. So I hit the corner, right? And I hands up. And I just put my face, like, I put myself to the back. I was like, yo, I don't want none of the smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't go for me. He goes straight into the next study room. And McKenna's just chilling there. And he's just pointing the gun at her.
God.
And bro, you see, like, it was so real because she looks and then she's shocked, right? And she doesn't know mm-hmm. what to do. And then she looks at me and then she starts panicking, starts crying. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I can't rush this nigga now. He already knows I'm here.
Yeah.
I look to the next classroom. Some, like, janitor is cleaning in there. And I'm like, are you not seeing this nigga? Help me. What the fuck? And like that's, and then he starts screaming, and he's screaming, and he's waving the gun, and she's like starts crying. She doesn't know what to do, and she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do you want from me? Like, I can't hear the conversation, but I can just see it. And I'm like, yeah. What am I, bro? I hear the gun go off, and I woke up.
Oh,
I didn't even die. The gun just went off, and I woke up. I was like, bro, it's too real.
That's shit. Wow.
And if your theory stands, that shit probably happened.
That if my theory is true, it happened.
Which is
kind of fucked up.
Insane. It is messed up.
Shit, I ain't never had a dream like that. I've seen all my friends around me die in one night dream, but
that's besides the point. Were you Iron Man?
No, it's like
this nigga's
like
facing zombie Thanos. Apocalypse. This nigga's facing Thanos.
Well, it's a couple, zombie apocalypse.
I've had a couple of zombie apocalypse dreams. Oh, those are terrible.
But yo, okay, so get this. So, tying dreams with the multiverse, right? So you know those dreams where you just sick dream, whatever, and then you wake up and like, fuck, I wanted to dream that still, but then you fall right back asleep and then you go back into the dream where you picked off. How does that, what is that, how does that make any sense?
How does it make any sense? I mean, you can just
because maybe if the dream's still going on, that event in time in our next universe is still going on, and you're just living it through that person, that version of you.
Okay, well, explain then how come sometimes you can go back into the same dream like a night or two later.
Because maybe, you know, yikes.
I'm just thinking about it because, like, I've done that. And you've seen those TV shows where they're like, bro, I want to get back to that dream. So they repeat, they do everything that they did, and it kind of works. You kind of just head back into the dream, and you're like, okay,
nice. But you go a few days, yikes, got me in there. I don't know about that. Maybe your life was just put on pause, and you did something irrelevant that was no longer you.
Who knows, bro? Inception. Inception's real, bro. Inception is real.
You talk about the universe for a second, right? Right. So I this theory keeps coming around, and it kind of makes sense of it. So, you know, the Big Bang happened, right? And then from there, you know how the universe is forever expanding, right? So the universe is like an elastic band. Picture that. That just keeps expanding and expanding. And that's why we haven't ever like gotten contact with other life forces out there, because our universe, our galaxy, and other galaxies keep going farther and farther away. But that's besides the point. So eventually, what happens when you stretch out an elastic band to its full capacity?
It's gonna break. It's gonna break on one end. Yeah.
Either gonna break on one end, or it's gonna snap. I don't know. I haven't read that far into it. But when it snaps, everything's gonna come crashing in, and then soon enough, all these galaxies will come together, and then the next thing you know, we're all back into the bang, Big Bang again, and that's how people think the world will restart again, or the universe will restart, is when that snaps, everything's come back together, and it goes back into one little particle.
And then it just expands again.
You have the I just thought of this. So you have the two dead pieces that just snapped, right? And then from that snap, those two dead pieces make their own elastic, right? And those two expand. Think about that for a second. So that's where you get the multiverse from.
Okay. So not necessarily a multiverse, based on our decisions, this is a multiverse because the universe has expanded and then collapsed.
That could be a possibility. That's a possibility.
But take in then, wait, by that theory, the moment we start seeing different light forms is the moment we're going to realize that the universe has collapsed.
Either that, or we were somehow able to come in contact with some next life force.
I mean,
or they came in contact with us.
If they just
more
show
times
up,
it's probably them.
But what if they just show up?
If they just show up, maybe they're on the look for us. You know.
I guess.
Okay, you have to be a real dumbass to believe that there's no other life form rather than us.
I don't know.
If you honestly think that we're the only form of intelligence, life forms in the whole entire universe, the universe that I just said is expanding by a fucking elastic band, you're a dunce breed.
No, it's tough to handle, bro.
Nah, fam, because think about this. You're telling me the little piece of dust that we are in this universe, we're the only form of living life.
Well, there's technically... Okay, what scientists have proven is there have been Earths or Earth-like planets with enough, like, with the same kind of, like, characteristics that our Earth has. Mars used to have an atmosphere. It used to hold water, apparently.
Exactly.
So there is the potential.
Exactly.
It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm. It's not impossible, but like, what? Okay, what do you think? What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna keep it a buck with you,
mm-hmm.
I'm more inclined to believe that ghosts are real than aliens are real.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like spirits and demons and all that crap.
Uh-huh.
Like, that I'm more inclined to believe than there's other life out there. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, yeah.
The potential is there. I'm not saying
no.
In a million years, there's nothing out there besides us. No, never gonna say that. Because how am I gonna just say that?
Yeah.
I ain't got no proof.
No one's got a proof, yeah, right?
Until you can prove it to me, there's that possibility that stands out there, and I'm going to agree with that possibility. Yes.
Okay. All right. That I can live with that, to be honest.
I don't know if there is, and if there is, I would not be surprised.
Okay, good. So you acknowledge that there might
be... Yeah, there is a possibility.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a strong possibility. I just know there is a possibility. It's not...
But like,
it's not faint. It's not a weak possibility.
But like, for those who completely believe that there's nothing else out there...
That's just closed-minded thinking.
You need to open up your mind.
It's just closed-minded thinking.
Can't be like that. What else do I have? Quantum realm.
Oh yes, the quantum realm.
The quantum
realm. For all you Avengers Endgame Mandem, and for you Ant-Man Mandem, you know what the quantum realm is.
You know, quantum realm's not a real thing, but like it's been studied in the real world, obviously. Like, think about it. We've never been able to be that small in our lifetime ever.
Right.
So the quantum realm, that's a possibility.
What benefit does the quantum realm have for us?
It could expand our life cycle.
That's true.
Population problems? Mm. Bam! Slap us in the quantum realm.
Wait, have you not seen that movie? Downsizing?
Yeah. I didn't like it. It was pretty shit.
It was kinda, it wasn't the best, but I mean...
But like, nah, they have a valid point with it.
Mm-hmm. If you downsize population, instantly.
You can expand, but you're gonna have to downsize everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even the animals, fam.
Even the animals.
And take this in, like, in Avengers, like, Scott was in there for, like, what he said was, like, 4 hours or something.
Yeah, but that man was in there for 5 years, apparently.
Yeah. So you age a lot slower in the quantum realm.
Mm. Longevity still.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like that. The quantum realm theory.
I mean,
that would just kill out half the population. Which, you know.
It's the same thing as, like, when men's travel up into space.
Oh, yeah.
Because you travel so far away from home at such a great speed. And then if you were to come back, you would be younger.
Yeah. Like that one, what, Interstellar was it?
It's Interstellar.
Where they went to that water planet. And on like 30, 45 minutes or 30 minutes on that planet was... 5 years for the guys back up in the spaceship.
Mm.
Remember that?
Mm.
And then when they went back up in the spaceship, my guy was already like 70.
Insane. That's crazy.
Just shit, just mind boggling.
Just the multiverse is crazy, dude.
Multiverse, all these different theories about our universe and our perception of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe some guy just made all this stuff up one day and was like, I'm gonna make people believe that there's a multiverse, quantum realm, all this shit.
Who knows, man?
who really fucking knows? I don't trust anything. History. Mm. You know, history is... What if...
History was written by white men.
Exactly. They were whiting out their sins.
At least most of American history and British history and all that. White men.
All that. These tribes out here just living on their ones.
Bro, I love that Drake video that came out. It's like Christopher Columbus when he discovered America for the first time, even though there was Native Americans. You see this? You see everything right here? We made this. I was like,
yeah.
That's accurate as hell.
That was jokes.
That was funny, though. That was
Shout out to, hold on a second, yo. Shout out to the Toronto Raptors.
Bro. Oh, yeah, I guess we can talk about this part. Raptors, you know, history.
We were done with that. All the theory stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But in the multiverse. Did you want
to tackle anything else?
But I was going to talk about the Purge, bro.
You know, Raptors can wait.
This nigga said Raptors can wait.
That's the biggest lie. Bro, 2018-2019 Toronto Raptors, one of the best fucking teams in Toronto history. Took us 24 fucking years to get to the finals. Years,
bro.
And it all changed when we added one player to our team.
Came and sussed up the game. Kawhi Leonard. Mans would make jokes about Kawhi Leonard in high school.
And his laugh.
Now look some at shit him, like, bro. Now look at him, bro.
Load management? Y'all were doubting him because he was taking his load management. Bro. My guy needed that load management.
I remember every time Mans would be like, yo, Kawhi? Yo, Kawhi Leonard? Yo, that's my dog, bro. He used to play with Kawhi. Yo. And now, all those Mans. They're like, yo, he's sick.
I just wanted to say shout out to Toronto Raptors.
Shout out to the Toronto Raptors.
Because, you know, I've been there since 2011.
I was gonna say, yeah, bro. A lot of faithful fans.
Ever since I got into basketball, I've been...
So
I'm like, who else the fuck am I gonna root for? I'm in Canada.
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm not gonna go root for the Warriors. The hell?
Burn the Warriors.
The fuck? The Warriors? The Warriors?
Who? Steph who? Fuck Steph Curry. Fuck Steph Curry. Fuck Steph Curry.
Clay?
Clay Thompson.
KD? Draymond? Boogie? You really need 5 All-Stars.
Yeah, bro. All we got is one.
We got a superstar.
We got a superstar, bro.
And then we have Kyle Lowry.
Oh, Lowry.
Nah, he stepped up in a in the conference finals. Pascal Siakam needs to step up though. Yikes. He was getting clamped up against Milwaukee. You know, Danny Green needs to hit a fucking shot.
Shut up. Stop.
Bro, Danny Green, what? You're our only 3-point shooter that's supposed to be consistent. Why aren't you hitting those shots? Fred VanVleet, this guy's son got born, and then he started playing like amazing. This guy's son was born, and he snapped.
Hey, he did.
Mm-hmm. What was it there? Serge Ibaka's been playing. Every time Serge scores 10s off the bench, we win. That's kept true. Norman Powell stepped up fucking big time.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus is aging, but you know, he can hit that 3-1-1. Hit the 3 better than Danny Green, apparently.
Shut up.
Holy. And then they sometimes play Jody Meeks. Don't know why. He's not really producing much. But if we get OG Anunoby back, Raptors in 7.
Raptors in 7. Nah, it's Raptors in 6.
Yeah.
I don't know about that anymore.
We'll see. We'll see.
I said Warriors in 4.
Yeah, you little freaking American.
I was like, yeah, bro, Raptors did it. Warriors in 4.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, Warriors in 6.
Raptors in 7. We have home court advantage.
I would love for Raptors to win. But if I'm being realistic, Warriors and 6.
Bro, KD's not playing for the first 2 games at least.
Warriors and 7.
Capitalize on that.
Warriors and 7.
Oh, are you telling me where's it going to win at home? I mean, on Raptors court?
In bro, 7 games?
That's disrespect. No, that's disrespectful.
After all we've been through.
Oh, the tough times.
All the tough times.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about the Purge.
Oh yes, the Purge. For all you guys that don't know about the Purge, the Purge is a wonderful, wonderful phenomenon. It's so good. It's great. It's what we need in America. I'm kidding. Totally kidding, guys. Don't take this for
real. I mean,
but
you're not wrong.
No. Anyways, Purge. Basically, 12 hours, all crime legal. Once a year.
Including murder.
Everything is legal. All crimes are legal. Everything.
Bro, if you don't know what the Purge is, you're living under a rock, I'm sorry.
Yeah, honestly. They came out with like 4 movies now.
A lot.
So, you should know a general consensus of the Purge.
A brief overview of it, at least. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen a meme of it on Twitter.
You have to.
Instagram. Have. Snapper chats.
But yes, anyways, the Purge. Facebook. Do you think we would benefit from a purge, Eric?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Why?
Okay, you know, to be honest, it's not humane.
It is not.
It's not ethically correct.
It is not.
You're not going to catch that in Canada.
You cannot. Bro, the purge is a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing, but it also helps the economy.
Yeah, for which right man to control?
You know, you have less. Oh, yeah. Which white man can control? Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But, like, it helps the economy in a way. Because, you know, I have to do economy for some of my courses. But it helps in a way where the unemployment rate will be gone. You know, be less and less. The homeless rate would be less and less. And that would help and boost up the economy for the U.S.
Say less.
And you can probably get rid of some of the trashy people that don't deserve to be on life. That's a later issue.
It's a later issue.
Morally, ethically, humanly, it's not proper.
It ain't right, bro.
But if you go in it with an open mind, you can see how it makes sense. In a way.
Crazy.
Just like Thanos having
Thanos taking getting half the universe makes sense.
What do you say?
It made sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's basically what the purge is, just in a
but very violent the way. Purge. I mean, every time the purge has been depicted in the movie, the government was the one killing most of like the black poor people, or just poor people in general. So
yeah.
Now, if what's his name from Wakanda didn't die, Killmonger.
Oh, Killmonger had a great plan too.
Killmonger was great.
Bro, if you guys don't agree with the villains of these type of things, then I don't know what to say to you, man.
Sometimes
you just need to open up your mind.
Sometimes the villain was right.
He wasn't even like Killmonger. Wasn't even like a villain. He was an anti-hero.
He was like, bro, this is what I want for my country, for my motherland.
Bro, he knew. And then they ended up doing somewhat what he said. Take that in.
That's crazy.
He was right all along.
Killmonger was not right. Thanos was right.
Thanos is right. Killmonger was iffy, right? Kind of right.
Baron Zemo, one of the greatest villains. Civil War. He's one of the top 5 Marvel hero villains. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he got the job done.
Oh, you're right about that.
His job was to dismantle the Avengers. What happened?
So this guy did it from the inside. Worked his way out. That was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all really got fooled by a psychiatrist.
You really did.
Sorry. So, you know what I want? So. I want a brown superhero.
You want a brown superhero?
Yeah.
We have, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Can't say Miss Marvel. The new Miss Marvel is brown.
What do you mean?
She's like brown.
Oh, in the comics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the comics.
I'm trying to Yeah, we don't have any brown superheroes.
You have freaking, you have white, black, mm-hmm. and Asian, even Asian. Mm-hmm. Do you have Mexicans? No.
Yes.
Who?
Miles Morales is half Mexican.
And the, oh fuck, I didn't even watch that movie.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm talking about like the live action ones.
What's that guy's name that always helps out Ant-Man? He's Mexican.
No, okay, but he's not a hero. He's...
Oh my goodness, he's so rude.
He's like...
No, he's not, he's a like hero.
The funny person,
like,
there.
Damn.
You know, he's just, oh my... Oh wait, I guess... what's his name? The Flash? From Spider-Man? Who? That's supposed to be the bully? He's brown.
Flash Thompson? Oh yeah, he's brown. Yeah. He's brown. He's.
But he's not a hero.
But he's still brown.
Yeah.
And MJ's black.
Oh. Hmm. And the Spider-Man 2, the guy, the what's his name? The ball head one.
Huh?
With the green powers.
What?
The guy with the green powers that could, with the cape and the I don't know his name. Bro.
Right.
The one that was the second hero in the Spider-Man movie. For the new one coming up.
You mean Mysterio?
Yeah.
He's not even bald.
No, not bald. Like, he's a ball for a head.
Oh,
like,
the ball.
Like, he is from another Earth.
But that's what he says. I don't know if it's true or not.
Why would they lie?
Because it's Mysterio.
It's because he's mysterious?
Yeah, he's a villain.
Oh, wait, really?
Yes, Mysterio's a villain.
I knew it. I'm like, why are they portraying this guy as a
hero? Well, who knows? We don't know the whole story.
What kind of bullshit?
Maybe he is from a multiverse where he's a hero.
Exactly.
Or
the twin universe.
Or maybe he's... I've seen this theory. He's like, when the snap happened, he lost mm-hmm. his wife, and he tried to time travel or tried to get her back. And in doing so, he sussed up this universe. He found out there's more universes, sussed it up. And now he's like claiming he's from this universe and trying to help it. When in fact, he's the one that was changed everything in there.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Well, we will know.
Well, soon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we're pretty much done, yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
Song of the Week.
Oh, God. Song of the Week. Oh, me. Okay, for me, have you heard Saba before?
Saba? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard him on Chance's song, Angels. Yeah.
Saba, Busy, / Sirens?
Oh, Amaka suggested that to me.
Eric, that song, I've played it once a day for the past week.
That's a banger. I like it.
Oh my
fuck with goodness. That heavy.
It's just the words. How he talks about he's so alone. All of his friends are always busy. And then how he's talking about how he's like trying to get this girl, but he's being kind of childish about it. And then he's talking about the loss of his cousin and how depression hits him and all that. Oh my god.
I feel with this guy in a spiritual
Oh my
voice.
Goodness. There's so many things I just connect with in the song, and it's beautiful.
It really truly is.
And then I watched his Tiny Desk rendition of it. It sounds the him like singing the exact same as the recording.
Yeah, you don't need no auto tune.
He has no auto tune.
You don't need that. That's crazy.
And he can rap. Oh my goodness. Yes, that was my song of the week.
Damn.
What was yours?
I had a whole story behind his song.
I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say The London.
The London. Okay.
Young Thug featuring Travis Scott and J. Cole.
That's pretty good.
Who would have thought J. Cole would have hopped on a track with Young Thug and Travis Scott? That is the song of the summer.
I don't know if it's the song of the summer, but it's pretty good.
Calling that right now.
If you say so.
Song of the summer. That's my take.
It was a good song, though. I'm not gonna lie.
it has no deep meaning to it, like, it's hollow, but you know.
It's nice. It's just
amazing. Oh, you know what else released this week? This past week, ISIS with Joyner Lucas and Logic.
Yeah.
Bro, they had beef, came together on one track, squashed that beef. Bro, they fucking snapped on that.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
With these two fast rappers on one track together.
Yeah. Well, it's not too bad. Not too bad. But yeah. I don't know if you've heard. Mm-hmm. You've probably never heard Young Don, the Sauce God.
No.
He started to release music.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a song called Know Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Is it that guy that released the high school song?
High school song.
High school. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not the same.
That's someone else.
Not the same guy. I just sent you the song. You should check it out when you can.
You sent it to me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know who that is.
That's dope, bro.
This guy has like two songs though.
Yeah.
Was he a YouTuber?
He is. He's still a YouTuber.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yo, did you tell everyone that your cousin's a famous YouTuber from the UK?
I have not exposed that. Yo, go follow the Unknown Vlogger. Or is the Unknown Vlogs on YouTube? Go subscribe.
That's his cousin.
That is my cousin. I learned that during the holiday season. I was just chilling at my cousin's in like Ohio. And my aunt, she was like, it was like the day we were about to go. My aunt like goes upstairs. She's like, hey, I got this for you. She was talking to my dad. And it's like, just like, how much was the perfume, Eric? Or the cologne?
A lot.
It was expensive. It was expensive bottle of perfume or like cologne. And my dad was like, oh, it smells nice. And I was like, wait. Auntie, where'd you get this from? And she's like, oh, one of my nephews. He's a YouTuber, and he does vlogs and stuff like. She's from Britain, so she's like, he does vlogs and stuff like that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, the accent was pretty sick.
Thank you, I tried. And then she was like, yeah, his name's Kofi. And I'm like, what? And I looked him up, and I was like, no way. Guy's actually legit.
Yeah.
Like, no kidding. Like, Eric seen him. This man's met Drake. This man, his man's, he's, bro. Go.
Yeah, so, yo, Andre's famous.
I'm not famous. Relax. My cousin is, though. Respects to him. He's doing big things.
It runs in the fam.
He's doing big things. Dropped out of school, though. So, you already know my aunt is not too happy about that.
You know, it's okay. We'll drop out of school.
Oh, relax. Okay.
I'm too deep into this.
I mean, I'm ready to drop out.
Next
topic.
Anyways, next topic. What else I got?
That was it. That's all I have on my show notes, bro.
That's it for today.
That is it for tonight. Shit.
We have covered a lot. Yes. Throughout this episode.
Thank you for coming to the ravings of two madmen.
No lie.
Literally, the talks of. Yeah, we're not. We're, all right, we're not, yo, crazy, but.
No, we're not crazy. But if you made it all the way to this part of the podcast, mm-hmm. you're going to, if you want to, send us the emoji of the Earth.
The Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it a flat earth, it'd be better. No, you can't do that. I know you can't do that. I'm just kidding. I don't believe the earth is flat. That's stupid. But
yeah, either an earth or the meteorite emoji.
Either one.
Because it ties in with what we were just talking about. Still.
But yes, this has been
the Team 32
podcast. I'm Andre.
I'm Eric.
Feel free to follow us on Twitter, TM32P, Instagram, TM32Show.
And make sure you listen to us on all of your listening platforms, such as Spotify,
Apple SoundCloud, Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
and our most important one,
Anchor. Anchor.
Shout out to Anchor.
Shout out to the man them.
Because without them,
we would not be here.
Yeah, exactly. And shout out to the shorty that suggested it.
Ting Sun T. Right. With that, we're at this bitch.
I don't know.
Gang, gang.